Somebody wrap this thing up on here because they didn't want me walking around. Hey, first thing I want to say is thank all of you guys for showing up here today, because I have a feeling that most of you have been out here since early this morning, which...
Yesterday
morning. Good point. Hopefully you actually found a bed to sleep in last night for a little bit, a couple hours. But I think what that is an indication that this is a really cool spaceport. And there's only one place that I know of in the world where you can have spaceships taking off, spaceships landing, of all varieties. And I say all varieties because we have a X-37 launch Thursday, I believe, unless I got my information wrong, which I think is pretty darn cool. And it's all happening in one place, right here on the space coast of Florida. And unfortunately for you guys, or fortunately, you end up stuck out here all the time covering everything. We only saw the landing of 131 this morning, but it looked absolutely picture perfect to me. I'm not sure we can do much better. That was an interesting mission that had some interesting challenges to overcome, and they did a bang up job. It was pretty long, and I'm sure the crew is happy to be home, tired, and probably sleeping right now. We, on the other hand, are all excited to be here because we get to go in 3 weeks and a few days. Who's counting? Sorry we're late today, but we were struggling through a whole bunch of weather on the way out. Hope you enjoyed the flyover. I don't know how it looked. Anybody know anything about the Blue Angels? Okay, how did we look compared to them? No, don't answer that. Seriously, don't answer that. Yeah, so we flew by here, flew right by the VAB over there. The door is open. We got to look inside, see the stack. It's waiting for good weather to roll out, and apparently that's going to be 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. From here, a couple of us are going to do a little flying here, doing some STA dives, and then we're all going to go get some sleep. We're going to wake up early in the morning and hopefully get some time riding a crawler out there, which I know some of us haven't done before. That's one of the cooler things you can do in life is ride a crawler, which is like a battleship on the ground. And then we're going to get some fantastic training here that we're looking forward to during the TCDT week. Looking forward to a T0 dry countdown on Friday. And then shortly thereafter, I guess 3 weeks later, we'll be doing it for real, taking a payload back to space station. And it's a busy place, space station, these days. Vehicles are coming, vehicles are going, and we're really fortunate to be one of them that's coming. And look forward to the mission. Quick introduction. Captain Select Tony Antonelli, and I don't know if you guys look at the bios, but he's been a commander for a long time until just a couple days ago. He got selected for captain in the Navy, which is a big deal because it comes with a decent pay raise. He's our pilot, MS-1, Dr. Garrett Reisman over there, spectacular spacewalker. He's leading one of our EVAs, EVA number one. MS-2, our main flight engineer, Mike Good, Air Force Colonel, retired now. And he's leading EVA number 3, another fantastic spacewalker. MS-3, another Navy captain, Steve Bowen, leading the spacewalk on EVA number 2. And Pierce Sellers, the man of the hour, the man with the most experience here, has become a robotics arm specialist for us. And he's going to be doing all the robotics for us up on Space Station and telling us what we're doing wrong along the way. So, for the first time in a while, you've got a crew without any new people on it that haven't been to space before, which is really nice. Makes my job easy. And we all know it's coming, and we're happy about it. So, I think that's all I got to say, unless anyone else has another comment. I doubt it. Thank you all again for showing up. Go home, get some sleep.